What were you thinking as you walked out then yesterday?
I was wondering how I could make myself heard above the noise. Really, I'm a very practical person. There was such a lot of noise that I just wondered how I could make myself be heard over all that.
What was your reaction to the welcome that you received from the people?
I was very touched, very grateful and very touched, because I noticed that a lot of the people who came to see me obviously are going through quite a lot of hardship. Those who came to see me are not the rich and the privileged, most of them anyway. But yet they seemed so happy and they were so supportive, as though they just were not thinking about their hardships and just thinking about the fact that I had been freed. And that I found very touching.
They obviously have huge expectations of you. How will you meet those expectations of the Burmese people?
Only with their help. I told them so. I said, they'll have to be in on it. We'll have to do it together. I can't do it alone. Whatever they want, whatever they hope for, they've got to work for. Together, of course, with me and all the others who are working for democracy.
What is your role now going to be?
My role? What exactly do you mean? I just think of myself as one of the workers for democracy. Well, better known perhaps than the others here in Burma, but one of those who are working for democracy. That's my role. It's always been my role, and I think it'll continue to be my role.
You talk of reconciliation. What do you mean by that?
I think we'll have to sort out our differences across the table, talking to each other, agreeing to disagree, or finding out why we disagree and trying to remove the sources of our disagreement, if we possibly can. There are so many things that we have to talk about.
The NLD, your party, did not take part in the elections last week. Was that the right decision, do you think, in retrospect?
I think so. Think how busy those who were meddling with the votes would have been if we had entered the elections.
What are your views on the election?
Sorry?
What are your views on the election?
From what I've heard, there are many, many questions about the fairness of the elections, and there are many allegations of vote rigging and so on. The committee that the NLD has formed on this matter will be looking into all these allegations, and they will be bringing out a report.
You've been very careful not to criticise the ruling generals in the speeches you've made today. Why is that?
I don't criticize people just for the sake of criticizing them. If there are things to criticize, I do criticize. And a lot of things that I think need to be said about the generals, I've already said. There may come a time, I hope that there won't be many of those times, when I will have to repeat these criticisms because it's unavoidable. But I don't want to come out and just criticize this person or that person. And by the way, I would like to make the point that I've never criticized any general on a personal basis.
People may think that you'd have every right to, given that they have held you under house arrest for spurious reasons for a very long time.
Oh, but I don't think so, because I'm much better off under house arrest than those of our people who are in prison. And I really don't think I have any grounds for complaint. I fought against this house arrest because I believe in the rule of law, and I don't think they had a right to, under the law, to place me under detention of any kind. And because I believe in justice and in the rule of law, I fought against it. But on a practical level, I do recognize and accept that my situation was so much better than those who are in prison. And I have no complaints to make. I just want those who are in prison to be freed as soon as possible.
Obviously, for the reason that you were freed was because you reached the end of the 18 months. But do you think there's another reason that the ruling generals have allowed you out now of all times?
I don't think so. Do you think there's any other reason?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
Well, I think they had come to the... They should have released me last year, of course, or rather 18 months ago. But they found a reason for not releasing me. And I think it would have been difficult for them to go on finding reasons.
What about the international community? The way that people...